This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A case that seems ripped from the pages of Clancy or Ludlam came to an end today in a federal courtroom in Virginia. Gao Zhan, a Chinese-born U.S. resident and human rights activist, pleaded guilty to illegally selling high-tech equipment to China, items that could be used in weapons systems. Just 2 years ago, the U.S. government lobbied hard to win Zhan's release from a Chinese jail. She was imprisoned there for allegedly spying for Taiwan. To help us sort this out, we turn to Jerry Markin. He's covering the story for The Washington Post. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
First, let's get to today's news. What did Zhan sell to China, and why was it a crime?
He pleaded guilty to selling 80 microprocessors to China. And this is a crime because these microprocessors are on a list that is controlled by the Commerce Department, which and items on this list are not allowed to be sold or exported, rather, to China and certain other countries because of their potential military use.
She pleaded guilty today. How did she describe what she did?
She basically said that she knew it was wrong. And she was very emotional in court. She was crying and at one point even had to be handed a Kleenex by the U.S. Marshals. And she said she was aware that she had needed a U.S. government license, but had a strong feeling the license would be denied, so she chose not to apply for one. And the other thing she was charged with and pleaded guilty to was tax fraud, because she did not report the income from these sales on her tax forms. And she said that she was also aware that she and her husband had filed a fraudulent tax return, but took no action to do anything about it.
If we could, let's go back to Zhan's time in China. She was in prison there for spying for Taiwan. What do we know about those charges, and how is it that the U.S. government got involved in this case?
Well, the U.S. government got involved a couple of years ago, and I think the irony of this that's come out today is it turns out that this criminal investigation by U.S. criminal authorities was already underway. The criminal investigation started in 2000 when a manufacturer, one of the companies she was buying this equipment from in the U.S., got suspicious and alerted the authorities. And in 2001, she was imprisoned in China, charged with being a spy for Taiwan. She was sentenced in the Chinese justice system to 10 years in jail, and was then expelled from China, sent back to the U.S., mainly because of U.S. government pressure, and she became a bit of a cause celeb at the time for some people in the government and a number of human rights advocates.
So is this a case where officials of the U.S. government are personally lobbying for her release while she's under investigation by U.S. authorities?
It appears to be. Not all the details on this have come out today because there's a lot of, high-level national security matters involved, but I can tell you that the Post reported at the time when she was in jail in China in 2001 that high-level officials, up to and including Secretary of State Colin Powell, did bring up the issue with China and did push her for her release. And we know today that the criminal investigation started the year before in 2000. So the answer to your question is apparently yes.
And just to clear something else up, she was arrested in China. Why would China arrest someone that is supplying them with this kind of equipment?
That's a question that we just can't answer at this moment. It's odd. And federal authorities are admitting that it's odd, but there's obviously more about this mystery that will be untangled, hopefully, in the coming days.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Jerry Markin of The Washington Post.